Hi, dictation for Ronel Milton, RONELLEMILTON, date of birth 10/5/85, date of accident 8/24/2022, date of services 10/7/2023. The procedure being done is intra-articular injection of the facet joint of the right-sided T7, T8, T8, and 9 facet joint. The patient presents with fluoroscopy with steroid, and medical indications are based on the recent MRI that was done in 12/1/2022, and a CT scan that shows mild to moderate T7, T8, T8-9 central canal stenosis from disc osteophyte complex with right lateral recess stenosis at T9-10, T10-11, and mild to moderate foramen stenosis at T4-5 through T10 and T11. Patient has been undergone a surgery at C7 and T4 as well as L1 to L5 for his gunshot injuries throughout the spine, face, and multiple surgeries were done. The patient reports of a severe pain next to the spine at the level of T8 and 9 and T7 and 8 as the most intense issue at this time. It is believed that the patient is having pain from the facet joint as a pain producer, and the injection to the facet joint is being advocated. However, if this doesn't relieve the pain, then a few other procedures will be thought of, like a thoracic epidural injection. The patient is being referred to Dr. Redden for the conclusion or for the installing of spinal cord stimulation device that was indicated in July in the visit. The patient will call the Dr. Redden's office, who is a spine surgeon, to conduct the spinal cord stimulation device. I think that'll be the best bet for this gentleman. Thank you. The procedure was done according to the protocol. Under the fluoroscopy, the patient was placed prone. Area was exposed and cleaned with betadine and iodine. The facet joint of T7 and T8 was identified on the right side using a radio opaque forceps. And after that, the skin was anesthetized by using 1% Xylocaine. The 3.5-inch spinal needle was used to penetrate the facet joint on T7 and T8 under fluoroscopy, a 20-degree oblique. And after confirming the location, the injection of dexamethasone with Marcan was injected in the area, and needle was withdrawn intact. The procedure was repeated at the T8 and 9. Patient reported complete relief of the pain after this procedure. And one more thing is that the procedure was done in a sterile fashion by surgery, and skin was prepped with betadine and alcohol. Thank you.